Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Jolly Roger at the Pier in Ocean City, part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're getting all around the state, all of it brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. I have not lost sight of the fact that it's Chicken Palooza in the middle of the Crab Cake Area and the Crab Cake Tour, which brings me down the beach. And, you know, I said to the folks at the Ocean City Chamber of Commerce, I said, I want to meet some interesting people that would tell some stories about Ocean City. Well, they bring me the Carney guys. They bring me the French for the Lord of the Fries. And they think I'm a sports guy, Hondo. So Al Hondo Handy has been running Parks and Recreation. I think they made a television show about that, didn't they? For
they did.
Four decades and retired 2 years ago. It is a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for coming down to the Pier and being with us.
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I got to talk to you a little bit before we did this. I mean, we talked about making kids happy and families, and that's what Ocean City's all about. You ran the other part of that. And look, we have a lot of challenges in Baltimore with kids on the street and keeping them on the right way. My dad was a community organizer. My dad worked at Colgate, Parks and Recreation, and we played summer camp. We had baseball leagues, all of those kinds of things. But somebody was always mowing the lawn, right? And making the lines right, making sure.
Right.
And I think down here, that was you for a long, long time, right?
Well, it certainly was for at least 5 years. Taking care of the 4th Street ball field, the 3rd Street ball field, where you remember those days there. And then probably in 1985, I got promoted to the programming division, which was organizing all the opportunities for the kids. So I went from lining the fields, preparing the different venues for them to play, to organize them for them to play.
Is that for locals or for people that may even been here in the summer to participate in with their kids? You know, they're down here working and their kids want to do something, right?
Yeah. Throughout fall, winter, and early spring is mostly locals from Berlin, even Delaware, some Virginia. But during the summer, we we started with one camp, one sports camp. It was a soccer camp with Bobby McAvan from Harford County.
Bobby McAvan's a dear friend of mine.
Yes, for the love of soccer.
He's a good lad.
He is a good Scottish lad.
I've celebrated with Bobby a few times, in my day.
I'm sure you did. And then we grew, and right now we're probably around 60 camps for the summer. And that is with kids coming down every summer. Some kids come to the same camp 15 years straight.
Well, and I guess for the shore, and there's no lack of things to do down here, right? We talk about families coming down here, capturing kids and getting them out. We talked about the amusement park and the difference between that and playing video games, right?
Yes.
I mean, the old generation. For you and seeing the changes down here, this place has grown so much over 40 years. More. I talk about those times in the 70s down on 4th Street by the water tower and softball games with my uncle.
Right.
But there's just so many more people here now, right?
Well, there's so many more people and so many more people that know about Ocean City. Many of them come from the ocean for Jolly Rogers.
And they stay.
For all the amusements and attractions. But there's so many. It's a hidden treasure that people come to Northside Park to bring their kids to their sports camps. As we said, Steve was talking about, his son is a baseball player. We have baseball camps, lacrosse camps, basketball camps, fishing camps, golf camps, any kind of camp, anything that a kid wants to do. And the hidden treasure is parents are now asking the kid, what camp do you want to go to this summer? They tell them they want to go to basketball camps. It's the 1st of July. So that's when they plan their trip down here, because they can go on a beach and they could be with the Recreation and Parks employees for 5 hours.
That's so sensible. Like, I never thought about that.
Something that the kid wants to do. They don't have to plan it for the kids then. What do you want to do, Ty? What do you want? They already know. I'm going to baseball camp. 6 months out.
Easy to do with the internet, right?
Easy to do. That's where they can register online. And it's, you know, I just had before I retired, I had a lady come up and said, hey, Hondo, how you doing? Remember me? I'm like, I sort of. She said, well, I got fourth generation kid here. I said, coming to a soccer camp. Four generations, yes. You remember my kids, my daughter and my son, right? I said, well, what were their names? She told me, I said, well, how old is she? She said, well, my daughter's the youngest. She's 36 years old. I'm like, don't even tell me what your son is. So they've been coming that many years in a row, bringing kids down.
4 decades bringing smiles to the kids down here at Parks and Recreation, and keeping kids safe down here. Al Hondo Handy is our guest. We're Jolly Roger. I still got some leftover Thrasher's French fries now, you know. I mean, these are the addictions of the beach, right?
I
got Fishers over here and ice cream over here and a dough roll, you know.
You got it all.
Well, all the things I did when I was young and came down here, but I think it's different when you live down here year-round, right? Like, Ocean City was a commuter thing for us. We come down June, July, August, when I was a kid to play, and then when I was an adolescent to chase girls, then I was a young guy chasing women, and then I got married, now I bring my wife down here, and we just plop down off 4th Street and vegetate for a couple days. I think the changes that the city has gone through, and we've been here, but there's still something. It reminds me of my, you know, you be here for 5 minutes, it reminds you of stories. It drives my wife nuts because she didn't grow up here. And I'm like, I did this, that, there. I would think if you grew up down here, it's a lifetime of memories up and down this coastal highway. There's only one road.
It is a lifetime of memories for me because I used to come down as a young kid. I attended Stephen Decatur High School, having a chance to play basketball inside of City Hall. It used to be a school. And they had a gymnasium there. The transformation now that gymnasium is now the city council chambers. But before we went to Northside Park at 125th Street for 5, 6, 7 years, the recreation department operated on 3rd Street, right at the back door of 3rd Street. So that's when we maintained all the ball fields and did some work over to West Houston City, made a ball field over there. And then we grew from just probably 10 programs, and now we offered over 100.
Over 100 programs.
Over 100 programs. Because, you know, we go from season to season. Sometimes we offer the same program because it's so popular, we have to do it again. But, you know, we give them opportunity to stop that program and play something else. Otherwise, we just keep going like some of these sports-specific programs. But local parents, a lot of them want to do different things, and they want to play with their friends.
Well, I was going to bring that up with you because I'm not a parent of a kid of that age, and you know, I get it from the periphery, especially around lacrosse and baseball and soccer. A lot of soccer, good soccer. You know, as many girls played as boys, right?
Right.
That the competitive level of the club programs now. I wouldn't recognize my dad's little league team in Colgate. You know what I mean?
Right.
House leagues, as they would call them, right?
Right.
That it's become so, and you said it, sports specific, that Johnny only plays basketball, Jill only plays lacrosse, and that's what they do, and they do it year round. We're of a different generation, right? I mean, you were a basketball player, but I have a feeling you played some baseball. I have a feeling we cross-trained when we were younger. That's sort of getting wiped out a little bit.
It is trending a different way. You know, take me. When I was in high school, I played 4 different sports.
See, I knew that.
Basketball, soccer, ran track, and also played
soccer. Well, track at Decatur was like...
really good.
And baseball at Decatur, too, right?
Yes.
Is that what they're known for?
The... probably known for lacrosse. Everything's changing. Basketball, lacrosse is changing because, for instance, we had baseball at Northside Park, and we never had a lot of teams because we were a 10-mile barrier island here. So, you know, we were able to do our in-house teams. And then one spring, it was the first day of baseball. It was the second day of baseball. And... I said, where are all the kids at? Well, it was the first day of lacrosse. Almost half of my Little League baseball team decided they were going to go up the hill and play lacrosse. So that's what
you're telling a story that I've been telling on the radio for 30 years, which is in my neighborhood in Dundalk, no one had a lacrosse stick. No one had a lacrosse stick.
Right.
My last name's Aparicio, man. We played baseball, man. And I have seen that in my 30 years on the radio change dramatically, and the Orioles and their demise has opened the door to what Johns Hopkins, what the Corridor, lacrosse, Gilman, you know, all of that represents. Maryland winning championships, Towson's been great. And I don't have the lacrosse, Jones. You know, I would always argue with the lacrosse people. Tony Seaman would always say, you love hockey. It's a stick. It's just a ball, not a puck. It's the same game, you know. But lacrosse, I mean, I've thrown a lacrosse stick, but I played baseball, and times have changed. And for guys our age to see that, you didn't have lacrosse in 1970 at Stephen Decatur, did you?
No, but it has changed, but they're still playing the sports, but it's more sports-specific. just for instance, in this area here, we have the Division III National Women's Lacrosse Champions, Salisbury
State, right?
Sure. Yep. And then the men's, Jim Berkman, runner-up.
Well, they won a billion championships, right?
Won a billion. And by the way, the women's lacrosse coach is Jim Nestor.
I like him already.
And then, of course,
hi, Jim.
And of course, the baseball for Salisbury University just won a national championship. So there are a lot of influencers in this area for those three sports.
I see you wearing your maroon and gold club up there.
Yes,
yeah, I like that.
That's what school went. But a lot of those kids are still playing those sports, but baseball, but, you know, one or two teams. You got to get on the team. You got to make the team rather than everybody
plays. Everybody plays, right. Yeah. Al Hondo Handy's been doing it a long time, 4 decades. So I have been told that your basketball thing, you're going to be all humble and all that, but you basketball was your thing here, right? And obviously you played with people that went on to very great heights in the ACC.
Well, yes, I played with on my Maryland State Championship basketball team. One at University of Maryland was Ron Dixon and Coach Oliver Pinnell, who went on to be the head coach at Clemson University and other colleges before that. But Clemson was one of the bigger schools he went to. And also DePaul University, he was a coach there too.
Well, Eastern Shore's produced a lot of things, you know. I mean, Clarence Clemens went to school over here. So, you know, things are good over on the shore. I really appreciate you taking some time and coming down here and hanging out with all of us at Jolly Roger and
yes,
telling some sports stories around yes, here. You're retired now? You're not retired. They're bringing you out here to tell stories.
Well, I am retired from the town of Ocean City. But during my time being retired, I've started the Hondo Handy podcast that shares the journey of athletes across the country and recreation professionals throughout the nation. And
people that have lived your life.
That's correct. And I have a segment on the attractions and amusements here in Ocean City. But I'm also writing a book. So my
tell us stories.
Well, it's actually a memoir. It's about me growing up on the Eastern Shore, going to college, going away, and then ended up coming back to the place that you laughed about a little bit. I'm not coming back to Ocean City now. I've been here for 40 years.
I tried the first 20 years of my life to get out of Baltimore. You know, I was working at the paper. I said I sent resumes all over the world.
Yes.
I've never left. So, you know, home is where the heart is, right?
Home is where the heart is, and that's why I'm writing my book. It's called Family, Sports, and Recreation. So the things that I've done throughout my life.
Well, I appreciate meeting you. I've come down to meet interesting people, and when it comes to sports, I knew when I told you I was on a softball diamond being a bat boy for the Bonfire on my Uncle Omar's softball team. Very competitive back in the day is all I remember about it.
Oh, yes. All of the town, all the restaurants and bars had teams down here, and you know, we had the men's league. We had the women's league. We had the women's league.
Well, you talk about baseball. Softball was what we did when we couldn't play. You couldn't
right,
play Boog Powell or Luis
right,
Aparicio. You played slow pitch softball.
Right, right. And then when we got the three fields at Northside Park, softball just exploded in this area. We had teams coming from Dover, coming from, you know, all over the East Coast just to play.
And have tournaments
in
down
a Tuesday,
always,
Thursday
right?
league. Uh-oh, yeah, we have a... Now, that is one thing that we do have a lot of kids participated in. Basketball tournaments almost every other weekend, lacrosse tournaments down here.
People want to come to the beach.
There's a lot of kids coming for tournaments, and that, you know, they could, once the games are over, they're down here. They're down to Jolly Roger. They're down to the boardwalk.
Eating thrashers.
Eating thrashers.
Eating crab cakes.
And it's, I was talking the other day, I'm like, people complain a lot about waiting in line, especially this time with COVID, but they never complain about waiting in the line for thrashers. They just stand there.
Because it's going to come hot and delicious when it comes.
They never complain about that.
Hondo, I'm on a crab cake tour, and we're sitting here at Jolly Roger. I'm feeling the breeze come through. I had the crab cake at Harrison's. I'm going over to Salisbury
wow,
to Fratelli's. We're broadcasting with the mayor over there, so we're looking forward to that. And then we're coming back to the beach, and we're going to do some marlin stuff up at Blue and tell some stories. A couple of my guys have been out on boats this week, and that, you know, near tragedy. I mean, a boat sinking
yeah,
out there on Monday is crazy.
So
we're going to tell some stories on Wednesday about that, but if you and I didn't have the camera right now, it was just us, and we were going to get a crab cake in Ocean City, where would you take me?
Oh, man, I knew you were going to ask me that.
You're on the spot.
I'll be honest with you. I do not have a favorite place because I love them all.
See, like a real local. You don't want to anger anybody, huh?
I do not have a favorite.
All right, look, when the mic's off, you're going to tell me where I'm going to come back in a couple weeks, all right? I'm still deciding on a crab cake on the 23rd, so I have to figure out exactly where that's going to be.
Well, there's a lot of places in Ocean City, so. But, you know, thank
every
you for-
crab cake will be different.
It will be different.
That's the thing I'm seeing with this tour, and I told everyone they're all going to make it different, so it's all going to taste different.
Right.
Only one Thrashers though. Al Hondo Handy ran Parks and Recreation out here in Ocean City. If you've ever played on a softball diamond, brought your kids down here, done any of that. 4 decades of doing it. We even intersected at some point in the late 70s back in the day as well. I'm down here courtesy of our friends at Royal Farms, as well as our friends at Wise Markets who've powered us up. And Dennis Colazzo's from Coons Ford gave me this beautiful Bronco that I'm sure there's 12 people around it staring into it right now. I've been putting pictures up. It's crazy, that vehicle. You can't have it, but you can look at it. And I'm driving it around right now. You can see it out on the internet. Appreciate all the love on the crab cakes. We're coming to Chestertown. We're coming to Southern Maryland. We're coming to you. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Vinegar, and not malt vinegar. It's the apple cider vinegar on the Thrasher's fries. We're down at Ocean City on the pier. Loving life, and I got to put some suntan lotion on before I burn.